From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The campaign manager for Alaska Governor Bill Walker says the campaign has been in talks with Democrat Mark Begich about a path forward for the state. John Henry Heckendorn said Tuesday that talks so far have been inconclusive but will continue. He says the talks are separate from Tuesday's resignation of Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott over unspecified inappropriate comments. Walker said he had learned of Mallott's actions late Monday. In a statement, Walker said it's too late for Mallott's name to be removed from the ballot, but he would not accept the post of lieutenant governor if elected. Valerie Davidson was sworn in Tuesday as Mallott's successor. And three new members, one returning member, and a new mayor officially took their place on the Juneau Assembly last night. Along with Mayor Beth Weldon and returning Assemblymember Lauren Jones, newly elected members Wade Bryson, Michelle Bonnet-Hale, and Carol Treem took the oath of office. City Attorney Robert Palmer administered the oath.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and promptly, perform the duties of the Office of Assembly.
After a busy municipal election season where two sitting assembly members resigned to run for mayor, Monday's meeting restored the assembly to nine members. As its first action, the assembly unanimously appointed Maria Gladyshevsky the new deputy mayor. Weldon also announced her intention to form a committee tasked with examining the city's role and expanding access to affordable childcare. The previous assembly rejected a proposed ballot measure asking voters whether they would support raising property taxes to expand childcare.
My main reason of forming this special assembly committee is to get feedback from the public and figure out exactly what their wishes are also.
Weldon said she expects the committee to address two key questions: should childcare be a part of municipal activities, and if so, should early education be a part of that? While the assembly is complete for now, Assemblymember Jesse Keel is running for the open seat in Senate District Q. If he wins, he will have to resign his assembly seat. The assembly would then appoint someone to fill the vacant seat until the next municipal election. And the State Alcohol Beverage Control Board has denied an application to begin selling beer and wine at Juneau's city-owned ski area this season. Eagle Crest Ski Area partnered with Abby Williams, owner of Louise Douglas Inn, and hoped to open the Old Tower Bar in the Old Lodge this season. Williams' application for a recreational site license said the bar would operate seasonally, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Monday. The board voted unanimously yesterday to deny the application. Williams said today she was surprised by the decision and had already invested a significant amount of time and money into the business plan. She said she had been speaking daily with state regulators.
So, you know, if they were going to be this quick to deny the license, you know, why wouldn't they have stopped the application process at its inception?
In a memo to board members Monday, Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell said the application did not appear to meet the requirements of a recreational site license. Among the reasons McConnell listed, she wrote that skiing and snowboarding, quote, do not share the attributes of the examples listed in state statute, end quote. The Juneau Assembly approved the plan to start selling beer and wine at the ski mountain last year. The idea has been part of Eagle Crest's master plan since 2012. At its meeting Monday, the Assembly waived its right to object to the specific license. Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon said they'll continue working with Williams. He's staying optimistic about possible paths forward.
What the timing's going to be like, not too sure, but we're going to be moving full steam ahead on finishing up our little renovation, so our space is ready should we be able to get approvals to operate.
The hope was for beer and wine sales to make Eagle Crest a more attractive destination. Recreational site licenses cost $800 per year or $400 per season, with a $500 application fee. A restaurant and bar license can cost tens of thousands of dollars because they're limited by population. New businesses typically buy an existing license from someone else in that case. Williams said her original business plan for the Old Tower Bar did not factor in the cost of buying a restaurant or bar license. But she said she's open to looking at all options, especially if Eagle Crest's plans to become a year-round destination pan out.
So the way that the if it was going to be an operation that runs 95 days out of the year, I think that a restricted seasonal recreational site license was the best way to go. But, you know, looking at the big picture, maybe a beer and wine license is, you know, a good investment.
Although it seems likely the bar will not be operating this winter, Williams said she still hopes to create something the community will use and enjoy. And finally, last month, Sea Alaska Corporation's board of directors announced their endorsement of Bill Walker and Byron Mallott for governor and lieutenant governor. The board also donated $100,000 to Unite Alaska, a political action committee supporting the Walker-Mallott ticket. The announcement was met with emoji-laden condemnation from shareholders on social media. KTOO's Kavitha George talked to several in the community to hear their sides.
Speaking to Sea Alaska shareholders in Juneau, the most common response I got to the endorsement of Walker-Mallott and donation to Unite Alaska was no comment. But of those who did agree to talk to me, almost all disapproved of the decision and for a wide range of reasons.
It's fine in my world if they want to donate out of their own pockets, which is what I do if I so choose. But they're using corporate funds. They're using shareholder funds.
There's quite a few shareholders that disagree with what they did and are actually not voting for Walker-Mallott.
I don't think they should be, I don't think they should be doing any politicians. They could do it verbally, financially, I don't think they should.
That was Evelyn Myers, Mabel Lee, and John Ross, some of the Sea Alaska shareholders I spoke to over the last few weeks. While concerns differed in some of the details, many shareholders opposed the board's decision for a few common reasons. One was the feeling that shareholders should have been consulted before the endorsement and donation were made. I asked shareholder Royal Jackson Jr. about this at a Get Out the Native Vote event last week.
You know, it's Sea Alaska's, if you're part of a Sea Alaska shareholder, you know it involves everybody. And to have them do stuff like that without telling the shareholders anything, you know, it just wasn't right.
Another common perspective was shareholder opposition to Sea Alaska showing support for any political candidate. For many, the decision appeared to represent the board's political interests and not those of the more than 22,000 Sea Alaska shareholders. Here's shareholder Brad Flitch.
You know, shareholders aren't homogeneous. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have Green Party, we have Libertarians. Why is the board using shareholder money to fund their political view?
Speculation about favoritism and even nepotism popped up in shareholder comments as well, since Byron Mallott is a former board member and former president and CEO. His son, Anthony Mallott, is currently president and CEO. The board declined requests for an interview, but defended its decision in an email as, quote, a way to share its perspective on broad issues facing Alaska Natives and support candidates that work to advance their goals, end quote. In a separate emailed statement, Sea Alaska Board Chair Joe Nelson also cited Walker's establishment of Indigenous Peoples Day and signing the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact last year as examples of prioritizing Native issues. I did hear a few voices of support from shareholders who agree with the board that electing Walker-Mallott is in the best interest of Alaska Natives. Here's shareholder Dina LaRue.
You know, my support is for the previous governor, and I support them. So I guess my opinion is that, you know, I appreciate the efforts of Sea Alaska to keep them moving forward.
But even though the decision aligns with her political views, LaRue says shareholders should have been consulted before the endorsement and donation were made.
I think that, you know, because I am a Sea Alaska shareholder, you know, I didn't have any voice in, you know, that decision making. And I think that kind of money, you know, for a corporation should have been, you know, considering the shareholders of that corporation.
Some shareholders felt the money would be better spent on scholarships or dividends. In its statement, Sea Alaska said it, quote, respects all shareholder positions and political views and encourages them to add their voice by voting in the general election, end quote. The election will be held November 6th. Until then, Sea Alaska says shareholders can get more information directly from the corporation by visiting its website or reaching out by mail. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.
And as we mentioned earlier, Byron Mallott has resigned today as lieutenant governor, as well as from Governor Walker's campaign. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.